KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Riverside High School in Oakland was the host for the Western Iowa Conference Track and Field Championships last night. Let's take a look at those results from that meet. On the girls' side, it was Trainer winning the team title. 130 points for the Cardinals, just a little better than Logan Magnolia's 125. They were second. AHSTW with 106 points, third. Underwood was fourth with 95. Tri-Center had 86 points for fifth place. Audubon, IKM Manning, Riverside, and Missouri Valley round out the rest of the field. Among the winners last night, Megan Carley of Trainer won both the 100 and the 200-meter events. Ryan Porch of AHSTW took the 400 and 800-meter crowns. Tri-Center's Peyton Poggy won the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters. The 100 hurdles went to Aaron McMains of Underwood, while Holly Heppner of AHSTW grabbed the title in the 400-meter hurdles. In the relays, Trainer took the 4x100. Tri-Center won the 4x2 and the 4x4. Logan Magnolia was the 4x800-meter relay champ. AHSTW grabbed the sprint medley crown. Tri-Center took the distance medley, and Underwood won the shuttle hurdle relay last night. In the field events, Alexa Ehrenholz of IKM Manning was the champ in the high jump. Olivia Diggins of Logan Magnolia took the long jump title. The shot put went to Zoe Russ of Underwood, while Kinsey Scheffler of AHSTW won the girls' discus event last night. On the boys' side, it was Trainer winning the team title there also. They had 185 points. Underwood with 143, the runner-up. IKM Manning with 97 was third. Audubon had 60 points for fourth place. Missouri Valley was fifth with 57 points. Logan Magnolia, AHSTW, Tri-Center, and Riverside, the rest of the field. Individually, Drake Partridge of AHSTW was the champ in both the 100 and the 200 meters. Underwood's Braden Wullen took the 400 meters. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was a winner in the 800, the 1600, and the 3200-meter events, while Jake Fisher of Trainer took the 110 hurdles. The 400-hurdle title went to Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley. In the relays last night, the 4x100 went to AHSTW. The Vikings also took the 4x200 title. IKM Manning won the 4x400-meter relay. Underwood, the 4x8. The sprint medley, IKM Manning the champs. Trainer took both the distance medley and the shuttle hurdle relay championship last night. In the field events, Jack Tarks of Trainer won the boys' high jump. Gavin Dominguez of Underwood took the long jump title. Christian Martins won the shot put for Trainer, while Landon Nelson of Underwood grabbed the discus crown last night in that meet. In high school girls soccer action last night, it was AHSTW edging Atlantic by a final of 3-2. Harlan defeating Denison 1-0. Des Moines Christian over Valley United 4-1. In boys soccer last night, AHSTW, a 4-0 winner over Atlantic. Sioux City North beat Glenwood 4-0. Harlan 4-1 over Thomas Jefferson. Gilbert defeating Kemper Catholic 6-0. Abe Lincoln beat Trainer 6-1 on a wet night in soccer. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cardinals were 3-2 winners at Washington as Adam Wainwright limited the Nationals to 2 runs and 6 hits over 6 1/3 innings on the bump. Harrison Bader drove in 2 runs and Colton Wong had a couple of hits as the National League Central leaders earned their 4th consecutive victory. In other National League action, the Mets beat Cincinnati in 10 innings, 4-3, San Diego over Atlanta, 4-3, Milwaukee, 4-3 over Colorado, and the LA Dodgers beat San Francisco, 10-3. In the American League, the Rays and the Royals were washed out in Kansas City. The Orioles and the White Sox, also in Chicago, were rained out. Both of those games will be made up as part of doubleheaders scheduled for today. Also in the AL, Boston beat Oakland 5-1, Houston over Minnesota 11-0. The LA Angels beat Toronto 4-3. In interleague play, Detroit over Philadelphia 3-1. Cleveland beat Miami 7-4. Pittsburgh in 11 innings over Texas 6-4. Arizona beat the New York Yankees 3-1. The Chicago Cubs over the Seattle Mariners 6-5 last night. In Major League Baseball news, Washington Nationals third baseman Anthony Rendon is finally headed to the injured list with a bruised left elbow after sitting out 7 of the team's last 8 games. Rendon was hit by a pitch on his elbow during an April 20th game against Miami, ending a 17-game hitting streak. He missed the next 4 games, went 0-3 in 1 appearance, and then skipped 3 more games for the Nationals. Rendon is hitting .356 with 6 homers and 18 RBIs in 20 games this season. The Dodgers say center fielder A.J. Pollock might need surgery because of an infection in his surgically repaired right elbow. The National League champions put Pollock on the injured list before Tuesday night's game in San Francisco. The Padres' injured list now includes rookie star Fernando Tatis Jr., who's expected to miss at least 2 weeks with a hamstring injury. The 20-year-old shortstop was hitting .300 with six homers and 13 RBIs in 27 games before he injured his left hamstring on Sunday. Ichiro Suzuki has rejoined the Mariners as a special assistant to the chairman, and he'll also work as an instructor. Suzuki retired from baseball last month following Seattle's opening two-game series in Japan against the Athletics. Well, Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors will head to Houston with a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Western Conference semifinals. Durant poured in 29 points and established an early defensive tone against James Harden before the Warriors completed a 115-109 win over the Houston Rockets. Harden finished with 29 points and 7 rebounds for the Rockets, who won't host Game 3 until Saturday. The Milwaukee Bucks have evened their Eastern Conference semifinal series at a game apiece by nailing a string of three-pointers to rebound from Sunday's 22-point loss to Boston. Chris Middleton drained 7 of the Bucks' 23s in a 123-102 romp over the Celtics. Middleton finished with 28 points for Milwaukee, which went 20-47 from beyond the arc. Game 3 is set for Friday in Boston. The Columbus Blue Jackets are 2 wins away from advancing to the National Hockey League's Eastern Conference Finals after taking a 2-1 lead in their second-round series with the Boston Bruins. Sergei Bobrovsky turned back 36 shots, and the Jackets improved to 6-1 the postseason by nipping the Bruins 2-1 last night. Jake DeBrusk scored late in the second period for the Bruins, who stay in Columbus for Game 4 on Thursday. Meanwhile, the San Jose Sharks are up 2-1 in their second-round series following a hat trick from Logan Couture. The Sharks forward scored the tie-breaking goal with 7:10 remaining and added an empty netter in a 4-2 victory over the Avalanche. Timo Meier also scored, and Martin Jones stopped 25 shots as the Sharks regained the home ice advantage heading into Game 4 at Denver on Thursday. In football news, the Indianapolis Colts have added some running back depth, signing Spencer Ware. The 27-year-old returned from a serious knee injury to gain 246 yards on 51 carries for the Chiefs last season. He gained 921 yards rushing and another 447 yards receiving for Kansas City in 2016 before a preseason knee injury caused him to miss the 2017 campaign. Hall of Fame defensive end Gino Marchetti has died at 93. Marchetti helped the Baltimore Colts win consecutive NFL titles in the late 1950s and was named to the Pro Bowl during 11 of his 14 seasons. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II and enjoyed his greatest financial success with his Gino's hamburger chain that eventually sold to Marriott in 1982. Omaha Beach is the 4-1 early favorite for the Kentucky Derby after drawing the number 12 post position in the 20-horse field at Churchill Downs this weekend. Omaha Beach enters the Derby on a 3-race winning streak and is trained by Hall of Famer Richard Mandela. Bob Baffert trained Game Winner is 5-1, the second choice from the number 16 post, starting inside stablemate Roadster, the 6-1 co-third choice with Improbable at the number 5 hole. Baffert is going for his 6th Kentucky Derby win and 2nd straight. Last year he won with Justify, culminating in the Triple Crown. That came 3 years after he took the Triple Crown with American Pharoah. Wimbledon is highly likely at the 2020 tournament to introduce a serve clock that debuted in Grand Slams at last year's U.S. Open. Players have 25 seconds to prepare after a point for the next first serve. They are first warned and then assessed a fault for the second violation. Tournament CEO Richard Lewis detailed the timetable at a news conference Tuesday, saying the clock is not a rule change, just a visible device on the court to manage the rule. Wimbledon will also have a retractable roof on the number one courts with an increased capacity of 12,345. And Governor Kim Reynolds isn't giving any indication on what she'll do with several high-profile bills that passed the recent legislative session. She does say that there's been a lot of input on whether she should sign or veto the sports gambling bill.
I'm hearing on both sides. I've had a lot of people reach out.
That bill, approved by lawmakers, would let the state's casinos take bets on professional and college sports, either at the casinos or elsewhere through a smartphone app. Reynolds says many people don't want to see her sign the bill into law.
They're concerned about, you know, addiction to gambling and that the impact that this may have.
Others say the state needs to take control.
I've had a lot of other people that have indicated it is happening, it is going to continue to happen, and they think it's very important that we have some kind of oversight.
Reynolds says both sides have made their feelings known.
You know, it's pretty equal right now, but I'm hearing a lot from both.
The governor says she's treating the gambling bill like all others and will go over it with her team and make a decision on whether to sign it into law. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.